BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A court in Washington has convicted four members of a far-right militia group of seditious conspiracy for their part in the Capitol riots in January 2021. The four men, all from the Oath Keepers group, were also found guilty of other felony and obstruction charges. 2 months ago, the founder of the group, Stuart Rhodes, and another co-defendant were convicted of the same sedition charge. The US Attorney General Merrick Garland spoke briefly about the convictions.
All four defendants were found guilty of seditious conspiracy, as well as conspiracy to obstruct the certification of the Electoral College vote and to prevent members of Congress from discharging their duties. I am grateful to the prosecutors, agents, and staff for their outstanding work in connection with this matter.
A former top FBI official charged with violating American sanctions on Russia has pleaded not guilty in a federal court in New York. Charles McGonigal is accused of receiving secret payments from the oligarch Oleg Deripaska, an ally of President Putin, who last year was himself charged with violating US sanctions. Mr. McGonigal was arrested in New York on Saturday. A former minister in Mexico's government has gone on trial in the US, accused of accepting huge bribes from a drug cartel. Prosecutors told the court that the minister was engaged in the very trafficking he was in charge of stopping. From New York, Neda Taufik.
Genaro García Luna was Mexico's top cop and the public face of the so-called war on drugs under Mexico's former president, Felipe Calderón. But in court Monday, prosecutors said he betrayed his oath to his country. While he was in charge of fighting the Sinaloa cartel, they allege he was actually its most valuable asset, providing its members with information about their rivals and safe passage for drug shipments, all in exchange for multi-million dollar bribes. But Mr. García Luna's lawyer said prosecutors had no credible evidence.
Israel and the United States have launched their biggest ever joint military exercise. Juniper Oak, being held in Israel, comes at a time of high tensions between Washington and Tehran. Mike Thompson reports.
There's been nothing before on this scale between these two nations. The military drills in Israel, some involving live firing exercises, will involve more than 140 aircraft, a dozen ships, and nearly 6,500 US personnel. They'll be watched closely by Iran at a time of growing friction with Washington and the West, following criticism of Tehran's brutal suppression of anti-government protests and the stalled nuclear talks. Though the US insists the drills are not orientated around any particular adversary.
World News from the BBC. President Joe Biden has nominated a special envoy for human rights in North Korea. The post has been vacant for 6 years. He's chosen Julie Turner, a Korean-speaking career diplomat in the State Department's Human Rights Bureau. The new appointment will need confirmation from the US Senate. Brazil and Argentina have announced plans to create a common currency that would be used to boost trade between South America's two biggest countries. President Luis Inácio Lula da Silva and his Argentine counterpart Alberto Fernández explained in Buenos Aires that they needed to find ways of financing commerce without relying on their stocks of US dollars. The president of Serbia, Aleksandar Vučić, says he's been presented with a Western ultimatum for the country to normalise ties with Kosovo or face damaging consequences. Here's Guy Delaney.
There's still no long-term deal between Serbia and Kosovo, but President Vučić made it clear that he's under considerable pressure to make one. In a televised address, he said international envoys had warned him of a complete political and economic loss if Serbia didn't sign up to an EU proposal. This agreement wouldn't involve recognising Kosovo's unilateral declaration of independence, but it would mean Serbia giving up its efforts to block Kosovo's membership of international organisations. Mr. Vučić emphasised that nothing would be signed without comprehensive consultations. He said he'd work on a compromise solution so that Serbia could continue its European path.
A new study has found that young sea spiders can not only regrow legs that have been amputated, but other parts of their bodies as well. Evolutionary biologists removed muscles, the anus and reproductive organs from the tiny creatures and found that they regenerated. Once sea spiders become adults, they lose that ability and learn to adapt to the loss of a body part. BBC News.